Benjamin and Harry Play Ball. A story by Paul Halligan. Down on Daisybrook Farm, there is always lots to do and lots of games to play. There are lots of animals and other creatures who live on Daisybrook Farm, and one of them is Benjamin Bunny. Now, every morning, Benjamin gets up, but before he goes on the day's adventure, he pops his little bunny nose out of his burrow and sniffs the air to see if Farmer Applebottom is about. Farmer Applebottom does not like when Benjamin takes carrots from his field, but Benjamin is very careful because Benjamin oh so loves those long, orange, chewy carrots. This morning he sniffed the air as usual.
"Ah," he said, "I smell bacon and sausage. That means Farmer Applebottom is having his breakfast. Time for me to get mine."
And off he hopped to the carrot field. As usual, he found the big leaves of a juicy carrot and pulled with all his might until, pop, out came the carrot out of the ground and Benjamin fell over.
"Thank goodness I have a soft tail to land on," he said.
Next, Benjamin went hopping up to the big apple tree, and on the ground he found a nice big red apple for his friend Harry the horse. Harry was waiting in his field, enjoying the first golden sun rays.
"Morning, Harry," said Benjamin. "Breakfast time."
And he tossed Harry the juicy apple. Harry chomped and Benjamin nibbled for a while, and then Benjamin said,
"Let's play ball today, Harry."
So Harry clip-clopped along and Benjamin bounced until they came to Sally's garden. Sally is Farmer Applebottom's little girl, and she said that Benjamin and Harry can have a loan of her ball any time they like. So when Benjamin and Harry got the ball, they strolled along, with Harry kicking the ball and Benjamin bouncing away after it to bring it back. On they walked until they came to Daisybrook Hill. Then Benjamin hopped up on Harry's back and up the hill they went. When they got to the top, they put the ball on the ground.
"One, two, three," said Benjamin.
Then Harry kicked the ball and off it rolled down the hill, with Benjamin hopping away after it. All day long they played this game, with Harry kicking the ball down the hill and Benjamin fetching it and bringing it back up to Harry again. Soon the sun was going down, and as the clouds turned a dark pink, Benjamin and Harry set off home. It had been a long day at Daisy Farm, and now it was time for bed. But first, supper for Benjamin and Harry. Benjamin bounced over to the barn with an apple for Harry and a goodnight carrot for himself. In he went through the sneaky hole in the side of the barn that Farmer Applebottom doesn't know about yet.
"Supper time, Harry," he said,
and gave Harry a juicy red apple. Then Harry took one end of the carrot and Benjamin the other. Munch, 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 they went, until they met in the middle with a big kiss.
"Good night, Benjamin."
"Good night, Harry."
And off Benjamin bounced to his burrow until his next big adventure, tomorrow. The end. I hope you enjoyed that story. Don't forget there are lots more stories to see and hear and to see and hear on storybud.org. See you next time.